I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap, screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Seven pro-Palestinian activists protesting on the Golden Gate Bridge have been sentenced to 30 days in jail and 6 months probation. The seven protesters stopped traffic on the bridge in 2024 in what they say was an attempt to stop U.S. support of Israel's military action in Gaza. They were found guilty last month of false imprisonment, unlawful assembly, and obstructing a public road. Felony conspiracy charges were dismissed. The defendants were also ordered to pay fines. Their attorneys say they plan to appeal. And heads up, anyone who uses the Carquinez Bridge, a big closure set to begin tonight at 10. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports.
This is just a natural step in the lifespan of this bridge connecting Vallejo and Crockett into Contra Costa County. As part of this full closure, the span will be shut down for about 53 hours. Sabrina Martinez is Caltrans spokesperson.
Crews are going to be out there repaving the bridge deck. They are going to remove the top layer of the old asphalt and put down new asphalt for a nice, smoother ride.
On top of that paving, maintenance crews will also be out landscaping and removing graffiti. The best alternatives, depending on where you need to get to, using 680 between Benicia and Martinez or Highway 37. The good news, this is a one-and-done project. The bridge is expected to be open by 3 a.m. Monday, well before the start of the commute. Stay tuned to KCBS Traffic all weekend long for updates. In Solano County, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Murder charges have been filed against the man accused of setting a house fire in Richmond that killed three family members and injured a fourth. The Contra Costa County DA's office says 32-year-old Sergio Rivera Vega faces three counts of murder with special enhancements. He's also charged separately with arson. Rivera Vega's father, niece, and nephew were all killed in the fire Tuesday night. His sister is still in the hospital. A GoFundMe has been set up to help the family pay for funeral expenses. Students at an East Bay elementary school are kicking off the new school year with a major upgrade to their playground and a big milestone for a local foundation. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, Warriors star Steph Curry and his wife Aisha are officially opening a newly transformed playground today, marking their 25th renovated schoolyard.
A fourth grade drum line kicked off a big day at a historic school in Oakland.
We're here remodeling the schoolyard at Prescott Elementary School. It's one of the oldest schools in the city, dating back to the 19th century.
Chris Helfrich, CEO of the Eat, Learn, Play Foundation, says the project, completed with dozens of volunteers, was a fitting location for their 25th renovated schoolyard. That's just one of the goals of the nonprofit founded by the Currys, giving Oakland kids high-quality play spaces that can lead to better learning environments.
We have teachers telling us that conflicts on the schoolyards are way down because there's any number of different areas now where they can redirect kids. But it's pretty clear academically and socially that these schoolyards are landing well and having a good impact on this generation of kids.
In West Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
This weekend, the Santa Clara County Fair is the place to be. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports from the fairgrounds on the new and old features this year.
I really like the whole environment.
This fair has been operating for more than 8 decades.
It's such a good memory. I think memory lane. I'm going down to memory lane because I've seen a guy like a Wright Brothers bike. And then we've seen a camel.
This fair, an old standby for fair goers.
I mean, I've been to San Mateo, been to Pleasanton. Much bigger, larger experience, more people.
Good so far.
And this is where we really bring the community in, and it's here to showcase all the fun things that happen in our community.
Celine Duarte is executive director of the fair.
Most things that they can see here at the fair are all free, so all of our carnival, most of our entertainment is all free or lower cost for them to be able to enjoy.
Fair favorites like pony rides, pig races, livestock, and art are all out here, but there's also some new additions like a haunted house and a barbecue showdown this weekend with 16 teams competing. At the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
A list of citations and hefty fines for a backcountry guide company involved in a deadly avalanche near Lake Tahoe earlier this year. Cal OSHA has issued Blackbird Mountain Guides more than $150,000 in penalties for violations, including failure to assess avalanche hazards. In February, a group of skiers and their guides were caught in an avalanche days after an avalanche watch was issued. 9 people were killed. The guide company has filed an appeal claiming compliance with regulations. And one of the most unique ways to see the Golden Gate Bridge is from the water underneath it. And we're not talking about from a boat. KCBS's Shannon Golden has details from San Francisco's Aquatic Park on the annual Shark Fest Golden Gate Swim happening tomorrow.
The title alone is enough to scare me off, but according to founder David Horning,
it's not called the Shark Feast, it's called the Shark Fest.
Sharks, as in experienced swimmers compared to guppies.
These are swimmers who have done open water swims before because, yeah, you're out in the ocean, you're out the outside the gate, and some people go, aren't we worried about sharks? Well, fortunately, where we're swimming, hopefully we won't have to worry about any sharks, but there's always the chance that the wind comes up and creates a little bit of wind chop.
150 swimmers will jump off a ferry at Point Diablo and follow a 1.6-mile route to East Fort Baker. Swimmer Joyce here at Aquatic Park has done the route before.
You realize how very, very small we are. Because you go across the Golden Gate, and it's just a thing you do all the time because we live here. And then when you're underneath it, you're like, I'm tiny.
This will be Steven's first time swimming it. And where are you coming from?
I live in Portland, Oregon.
He says he can't wait to see the landmark and to be out in open water.
It's very freeing because it's really just, at the end of the day, it's just you and the elements.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
3 people are in the hospital after being exposed to mace at Antioch High School this afternoon. Contra Costa County Fire Protection District officials tell KCBS they responded to the school around 1:45, where they found 5 people who'd been exposed to mace. They were taken to a hospital for treatment. No word on if those affected were faculty or students. Officials didn't have any other information about what happened on campus. And 2 Navigation Center employees have been arrested on suspicion of helping an attempted murder suspect evade police in San Francisco. A police pursuit of a robbery suspect ended in a crash and officer-involved shooting on May 31st. The suspect, Norris Reed III, took off to a nearby navigation center after opening fire and injuring an officer. Police say surveillance footage shows one worker giving Reed clothing to disguise his identity, and the other employee lied about his location. Both workers were booked into jail. Childhood literacy is declining. The nation's report card says high school reading scores hit the lowest level since 1992. In our daily Ask an Expert segment this morning, we delved into the role of AI in childhood reading and writing. Here's KCBS's Anta Shaheen.
Dr. Heidi Feldman from Stanford Medicine Children's Health said technology has already been taking over handwriting since before AI.
Handwriting, I don't think, is a really critical skill. It doesn't necessarily generalize. If we were just keyboarding, maybe we'd be okay. But writing itself, synthesizing information and presenting arguments, that element of writing could also go away. And that would be very, very sad.
Dr. Feldman is troubled, she said, by AI's infiltration of not just education, but even her own professional work.
I think AI has become an opt-out opportunity. I open up a medical chart these days and I'm shown an AI summary of the case. I don't want that AI summary. I don't need that AI summary.
And she said parents and educators should treat kids using AI the same. If they're able to first create something themselves, it's okay to then opt into AI as a refining tool. In San Francisco, Anta Shaheen, KCBS.
And $100 million, that's the amount of funding approved today by the California Transportation Commission for Highway 37 improvements. meant to reduce congestion, increase safety, and improve quality of life for North Bay residents. I'm sure that comes as a huge relief for anyone who takes that road on a daily basis. The vote marks a key milestone to modernize the sinking corridor where the North Bay commuters face hours of delays. It's also an important freight and emergency route in Northern California.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nearly 500 controversial items made of fur or ivory were collected by the Oakland Zoo over the weekend. It was an event meant to teach a new generation about the pitfalls of poaching. We get the details from KCBS reporter Holly Kwan.
It was kind of like a gun buyback, but for ivory and fur, and they weren't going to pay you for it. It was called Toss the Tusk, part of the zoo's ongoing effort to teach people about the price animals pay to create jewelry and furs. Zoo spokesperson Isabella Linares.
We have a purse that was donated to the zoo that was made out of armadillo, crocodile, chinchilla fur. I think people don't, one, remember what a chinchilla even looks like. They're pretty small. You can fit them on your hand when they're pretty tiny. And that takes a ton of chinchillas just to make one fur.
The zoo sends the items to the state wildlife forensics lab, which can then determine how many animals were used and from which countries they came. The idea is to get the items out of circulation and build a database for a future trafficking prosecution. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thousands of classic custom hot rods and muscle cars are out at the Alameda County Fairgrounds for this weekend's Good Guys West Coast Nationals Car Show. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Pleasanton. The event draws car enthusiasts from across the country and beyond.
The rumbling of idling motors, the revving of the engine, the screeching of the tires. Just a few of the sounds from the more than 3,000 cars taking up just about every inch of the Alameda County Fairgrounds. Event spokesman Stephen Bunker.
The popular stuff going on right now is the 60s cars, the 60s trucks, the Mustangs, the Camaros, the muscle cars, that kind of stuff.
The only rule is the model year needs to be pre-2000. Neil Sermicheski is down from Vancouver Island with his 63 Chevy Nova.
When COVID happened, it was the perfect time to build the car because we couldn't do anything in Canada. So we were stuck at home, so I built this car over 11 months.
Lou Pendolfo's from Alameda, his burgundy 68 El Camino SS with flame accents.
A lot of friends with a lot of people that you'll never meet except with the cars.
Many of these cars come from humble beginnings, some more than others.
Put gas in the car, put a new battery in, and it started.
Tony's from Castro Valley. He found this dilapidated 65 Chevy C10 work truck, formerly owned by a plumber, with plans and supplies still in it. It hadn't been on the road in 45 years.
It's a piece of, like, history. It's pretty much art that can be replicated.
In Pleasanton, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Do you remember when it first
started? Earth, Wind & Fire drummer John Parris woke up from a medically induced coma after a health emergency that postponed the band's San Francisco concert with Lionel Richie. His family said in a Facebook post, Parris had woken up once before, but this time his breathing stayed steady and doctors were able to determine that he needs two major surgeries. The Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire concert was canceled hours before showtime at Chase Center on August 6th as Parris was taken to the hospital. That show has been rescheduled to September 26th. And it's back to school season, but not everyone is going back to a traditional classroom. KCBS's Virginia Van Zant with more from a Concord barbershop.
Marcelo Ricardo Bardales is 19 years old and was enrolled at Diablo Valley College.
I didn't really see myself going through with the whole four-year college plan. And I was just unhappy there. I knew I wanted something more.
He tells me he's always been interested in becoming a barber. Now he's taken the leap and is studying at the Urban Barber College in Concord. Bardales wants a career path where he can choose his own schedule and a job that won't be taken over by AI.
There's so many aspects to it that requires a human for it that I don't think technology will be able to accomplish.
As for what he's looking forward to behind the chair,
just making people happy and like having an impact on the community. Whether if that's like the kids or the homeless or just building people's confidence up.
In Concord, Virginia Van Zant, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.